Well, howdy guys, I got this on X. And as we all know, the laws do not apply to Femons. They have some special immunity from them. Now, this Femon is suspected of shoplifting. Obviously, the store has phoned the police because they noticed it, and the police confront her. Notice how she tries to get rid of the bag where she's put the stuff. But it's what happens next. Now, many years ago, there was no body cams, so nobody really would believe it. But videos don't lie, and Femons do. So now we're getting to see Femons in their full glory of how to avoid accountability.
How you doing, man? Too late.
No, sir. Please don't do it to me. Please.
Stop.
Please.
Stop.
Please. Please.
Don't make
please.
It worse than it already is,
please,
ma'am.
Don't do it to me. Please. Please don't do it to me.
I don't care. Metro, she's running from me. Start them quick. She's in the store still. We're out back in the parking lot, Sue. Still running. You catching more charges,
get away.
Man.
Get away.
You catching more charges.
Get away from me. I can't go to jail. I can't go to jail.
Well, there it is, guys. Now, she can't go to jail. Well, how to stop that is don't break the law. But, of course, she'll still play the victim to try and avoid taking responsibility for what she's done. It's very hard to have respect for people like this. When they're actually caught in the act and still play the victim. Didn't look like she was really poor, did it? She had a car, she was dressed okay, had a nice bag. And I bet you this isn't the first time that she's done it. But this is probably the first time she's got caught. A lot of Femons' lives are in a complete and utter mess. And they got there because of their own stupid choices. And I have no sympathy for them at all. But I do have some sympathy for this police officer. Because he has to deal with it. Anyway, guys, let me know what you think. You take it easy now.